You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Oh, yeah, there it was. There was your high five.
Yeah.
That was it. That was your tip of the hat. So who was that?
Mr. Burt Reynolds.
Can I hear that again? Best part of Burt Reynolds.
I think so.
Best part certainly wasn't the hair.
Well, it depends.
Not the hair. It wasn't
depends
the hair.
Depends on where he got the hair.
Well, that's true. It's probably usually off of, we're not going to go into no shaggy dog stories on this show. Hey, we're here with Evan Butters. Evan is my good friend. He is a student at the FIU real estate program where he's going to learn all about how to make money and then bring that back to his family. We're here talking about Alzheimer's research and his program that he's running. He's got a charity event that he's running. He's going to tell us all about it. Welcome back to the show, Evan Butters.
How you doing, Jim?
Ta-da.
There you go. That's a good thing. Thank you, Wanda. We needed that break. Thank you. You're welcome here. Tell us about Biking for Men. It's November 17th at Markham Park. People in Dade County go, where is that?
So Markham Park is off State Road 84, just about as far west as you could go. Go west and then go further west. And you'll hit Markham Park?
Young man, I had to say that. As I said it twice, and I had to say it, yeah. So,
exactly.
But that means that people can get there easily because it's right up against the expressway.
Exactly.
So it's real easy to get to, and you're joining with the South Broward Wheelers, who are?
They are a bicycle club in South Florida and the organizer of the event.
Okay, great. And why are you organizing this event with them?
So I'm organizing this event in honor of my grandfather, Ben, who passed away last summer of Alzheimer's. He was an avid cycler who, up until he turned 85,
You're the best.
He went about 20 miles a day at 85 up A1A in Hallandale.
It's because he was proud of you.
Yeah, right? I wish.
No, I guarantee
I wish I could motivate someone like that.
Well, you're going to motivate me. Go out there and make it happen so I can capitalize your deals. I can't wait. Now, introduce your guest. Who's your guest?
Dr. Jeffrey Vance from the John P. Hussman Institute for Human Genomics at the University of Miami.
You keep saying P, it's T.
It's P.
P.
Is it P?
Yeah, P.
Time to get some new glasses.
Oh, it's John T. McDonald Foundation. No, it's me. I just never read five.
Oh, that's the department.
Yeah, I never go all the way. I just go halfway on these things.
And like I got
the
wrong speed reading?
It's some speed reading. Yeah, the Evelyn Woodhead's Bed, Red, and Corset.
ADD reading?
No, it's the Evelyn Woodhead's Bed, Red, and Corset.
Got it.
Anyway, that's an old Cheech and Chong bit, the Evelyn Woodhead's Bed, Red, and Corset. Anyway, so Dr. Vance, you came here about 11 years ago with the boss at your household. How'd that work out?
That's worked out well. We now have the Hussman Institute. We have about 100 researchers, 20 faculty, and are actively doing a lot of research on Alzheimer's disease as well as Parkinson's and autism and other disorders.
What's one of the things you found out by studying the human genome about Alzheimer's?
Well, it's interesting. Since we came down here, we've tried to focus research somewhat on Hispanics and African Americans. Because Hispanics...
Oh, that's right. So you were studying about the Hispanic part. Oh, tell me.
Yeah, so up to now, most of the research has been done on Caucasian, European...
Males?
Non-Hispanic whites is the official term.
Yeah, males. I was going to throw that in there.
Males
ladies,
and females.
But, okay.
Yeah, we're an equal opportunity
Equal opportunity studier, huh?
Yeah, and... So we wanted to include the other groups because as we do move to personalized medicine, we want to make sure that everyone can participate and be included in the results. And so one of the things we found in our studies with African-Americans and Hispanics is we've been able to locate a protective region for APOE4, which is the strongest a genetic risk factor for Alzheimer's. If you have two APOE4s, you pretty much are going to get Alzheimer's.
Is that a double allele?
A double allele. Very good.
Like that, huh?
Yeah.
I'm going to throw another match in a second, blow your mind.
That's pretty amazing how you knew that.
I'm actually very good. I know a lot of things. It's freed on business for a reason.
And by the way, your computer's not even on, so that was real knowledge.
Well,
that's impressive.
So I'll tell you how I know.
No.
Come on, Wanda. Give me a break.
You digress.
I don't digress. This is a great story.
Okay, go.
He's going to want to know. He wants to know how some layman knows double allele.
Okay.
It's because my wife needed a kidney transplant, and we brought somebody in that was a perfect match, but she was first-generation Ghanaian, so she had been born in Africa. So do you know what she had? Double apple one? which meant she couldn't do it.
Uh-huh.
See that? That's wow. That's an indicator for high blood pressure. But it was really back in the day. It was supposed to stop them from getting waterborne diseases. And so I always wondered if that would prevent everybody that has that type of background from giving.
Yeah, it's usually you have to be in the correct environment, right? It's an environmentally
generated
thing.
So it was because she was from there? Because they told me as you're farther away from being in Africa, it gets less and less.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, so that's really cool, though. So that's a genetic test that you guys made, that you discovered,
well,
right?
We're trying to identify the actual change that gives you protection. It turns out that Africans have a very low risk to develop Alzheimer's with the APOE4, which is by far a very strong risk for Europeans and even much stronger for Asian backgrounds.
So then let me get this straight.
So we can figure that out. We could use it as a therapeutic target.
So they have the same general setup as everybody else, but yes. They don't get it. So you want to find out what the coding is around their DNA that stops it from activating this thing.
The neighborhood is different for some, and something in that neighborhood is giving them a protection. So we're actively working to try to identify that, and that's come out of the focusing on the Hispanic population.
And this is the kind of thing. This is the kind of thing that the donations go for. Because you get funding from the National Institute of Health or whatever, but this extra money that people like Evan raised for you, that's how we're getting these solutions.
Oh, yeah, it's a big help. It really is.
Are dementia and Alzheimer's part of the same family, or does that have anything?
He couldn't hear you because he's not playing by the rules.
Okay, is dementia part of Alzheimer's, or are they mixed?
Yeah, sure. Alzheimer's is a dementia.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm talking technically over here. Please keep on going with that. We have a radio show we're doing here. This is just a sidecar.
So Alzheimer's is the most common form of dementia, but there are a lot of dementias. There's Lewy body dementia, vascular dementia due to having vascular problems, just like cardiovascular disease.
Yeah, well, my wife, when she was going through dialysis, she lost a little bit of her acuity because of the medication. Medication's another reason that people have an issue, right?
Medications can usually cause not necessarily long-term dementia, but confusion. Yeah,
but it could be misinterpreted or something like that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So what is the super-duper thing that you're trying to really targeted on right now? You got to be like something that's like the golden ticket for you.
Well, this protective factor for APOE4 is really the one of the big elements. Also, we've identified specific changes. We've actually identified additional risk factors in Africans and Hispanics that aren't seen in non-Hispanic whites. So we're working on those too. Yeah, but you know, the whole idea is to develop therapeutics. And nowadays, we can actually take people's blood and turn it back into stem cells and then make neurons and different parts of your brain to actually study. So it's a new...
Wait a minute. You can recreate part of my brains from my blood?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Unfortunately.
This is what I saw when I tore it. I was so impressed.
Wow.
Yeah. Inducible pluripotent stem cells. So we have a lot of expertise at that, and so it allows.
So these are adult stem cells. You don't have to do this like
no embryonic stem cells
thing anymore.
No, basically you take blood and you strip it down from the programming that the body gave it to make it into blood, mm-hmm. and take those cells and then can turn them into bone or brain.
Anything. It turns into anything, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
This is very exciting.
Then you can use those to model. So, you know, instead of having to use a rat brain, which
you might guess
rats and mice, the big difference between them and us is their brain.
That depends if you're looking at people in Washington or not.
They reproduce.
I had.
That's a fair point.
Yeah, we're not going political here.
Very fair point.
We don't do politics, but that was just hanging over the plate. It was a slider. I couldn't.
I did give it out to you.
I really appreciate it.
Yeah, yeah.
Appreciated that.
No, it's really exciting stuff, and that's where we can use CRISPR, as I know you know about.
I love watching that stuff about CRISPR.
Yeah. CRISPR, which is a method to make an actual single base pair change or knock out a small area of a gene, and we can actually make those changes in these cells and see what happens. And so, and they're actually the human cells. So, and they have your genetic background. So, you know.
We're going to have to do a whole show on this. Evan just brought you in to scratch the surface. We're kind of running out of time, and right now I want to make it all about Evan again.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Isn't it always, though? It's always about me.
It is always about you. That's right. But that's because you're under 40. I don't use that word. So first of all, I want to give a shout out to Malcolm. I want to give a shout out to Kat.
Hi, Dad.
There you go. So now, Malcolm, tell us one more thing about biking for Ben. And first of all, I want to say God bless you. Everybody should only have a son like you and a grandson like you. You are such a blessing.
Well, I know Viv's listening in, so, you know, if anyone was hoping to adopt me, Viv's already taken that right.
Yeah, he is. He's coming to our house and making my wife dinner. The kid's amazing.
I get at least a text once a week.
We love you. You really do. And I want to, first of all, really want to thank you and your whole family for supporting us emotionally and in every way while Vivian's been going through this kidney transplant. You, Catherine, Malcolm, beautiful human beings.
Oh, my God, of course, Jim. We love you.
Thank you so much.
That's what family's for.
Thank you so much. So let's talk about your thing. We've got like a few seconds left.
Okay, so Biking for Ben, November 17th, Markham Park. Find us at www.bikingforben.com. There you'll find links to both the donation page on the John B. Hussman Institute, as well as a link to the Eventbrite page where you can register and ride. The Eventbrite will be live starting next week, so definitely make sure to check back in with that. But in the meantime, you know, go to the website and check out a little bit about us. Reach out to me if you have any questions, and I'm happy to speak to anyone, answer any questions you may have.
Well, that's beautiful. You'll be on again before this is all going to go down. We're going to have a remote. I got to go down there with all these Hussman people. You line up your geniuses. We talk to them one at a time. I can't wait for that. And riding, I can't ride, but I'll be in the support team and everything else like that. But the number one thing is that you're taking action. It's a beautiful thing what you're doing.
Well, I'll let the Jersey Mike's people know that you'll be at the stand and bring a couple extra subs for you, you know, just in case some quote-unquote disappear.
Yeah, there you go. You know me well. So I'm looking forward. We're going to get involved. We're going to do this. And an easy thing for people to know is if you want to get involved, you want to donate, there's a link on the Freedom Business page, freedombusiness.com. We have a link up there on Bike for Ben. You click on the bike, and it'll take you to where you need to go and what you do, because we need to get more money to the human genome people so they can continue to find immunotherapy solutions.
There you go.
High five to me for saying that. Wanda, there you go. Wanda was ready that time. All right, well, we'll be back after this. We ran over a little bit, but we'll be back after this. We're going to talk about why people are buying grocery-anchored retail centers today. We've got one of my good friends. He's in a family office up in Denver. So it's not even a local person. We're going to talk a national view on this. It's a real interesting thing. I got a lot of people wanting to know what's going on, and we're going to talk about it right after this. Come on, it's all yours.
She left my mama a goodbye note. By sundown, I left Kingston with my guitar under my coat. I hitchhiked all the way down to Memphis. Got a room at the YMCA. For the next three